This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Most of the time, the listeners are wrong. The Don and Mike Show.
4:30, Rob.
I know. You're gonna.
I'm just doing what he would do.
I know. It's good. It feels good, doesn't it?
We really worked hard to actually lay the show out for a TV star.
How's that working out?
Megan Mullally. Supposed to call it 4:30, Rob.
I feel blood.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
Is it the blood that's rushing into your cheeks, or is it the blood that's going down to your bottom?
The other end.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
A little later on, if we have time, I've got sex trivia for you.
Wonderful.
See, I prepared a little show today. I was very excited.
Look at you.
I also do want to mention to everybody that this is exciting. I'm going to keep hitting this again and again. The Don and Mike Show. Don is under the weather today. He has informed us he will be back tomorrow for the show for the Big Friday Fest, and we're looking forward to that. The Don and Mike Show YouTube TV spot will air twice this Sunday, November 5th. Once during the NFL on Fox pregame between 12:05 and 12:55.
Nice.
And once during the Family Guy between 9 and 9:30 p.m.
Very nice.
Both shows air on WTTG Fox 5.
On the Fox.
Tune in and be a part of the excitement. And now I see Rob, who is on his cell phone, and I'm sure we're going to have a Megan Mullally update that she has canceled the interview today.
Oh, no, don't think like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. I'm a negative person.
No.
I'm negative by, nature. Now, the cheeks tell me everything. Yes, Rob.
Ms. Mullally has passed away. No, I'm kidding.
That's the worst luck.
She's running about 2 minutes late. That was her publicist calling to apologize.
2 minutes late?
Yes, so we should have her in the next minute.
So that would be 4:34 or 4:33 that we will be having around the show.
I think 4:33 or 1:33 on the West Coast.
Because, you know, I got myself all up into a real lather about her coming on the show.
Right. I know.
It's
very
exciting. Now, in the meantime, as soon as we're done speaking with Ms. Mullally, I will be plunging into the Clear Action Original Whitening Light Tooth Whitening System. If this works,
yes.
Joe Ardinger has agreed to participate as well. We will put this on his teeth as well, which is, it looks to me, to be a flashlight. But I will be tearing into this. I hope it's not too difficult with the packaging.
Now, you say if it works.
The dentist said that, it should work. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, and you know, we figured out what was wrong with your phones.
Oh, yeah. You know what I did? I kicked open the plug.
Yeah, somebody kicked out
when
the
I was
plug.
Moving around. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Nothing. Just doing a little radio show. How are you?
Pretty good.
What can we do for you? Yeah, obviously nothing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, who's this? Mike?
No.
Oh, Joe?
No.
Oh, whatever. Hey, I just want to know.
I knew it wouldn't matter to him.
It doesn't matter to him.
I knew it wouldn't matter at all. Yes, what's that?
Where can I find the picture of the people who participate in that strip trivia?
What we do is, my name is Borat, and if you don't, we will be executed. Where are you from originally, my friend?
I'm originally from Brazil.
Ah, Brazil!
Right.
Ah, they have good waxing.
Nice.
They're very nice. They have good waxing down there.
Tell me, yeah.
My friend, what type of picture? What picture you look for on Don and Mike Show?
I just want to see the face. I'm not too into the skin.
Let me see. I want to make sure you and I speak. Why do I feel like I'm speaking Russian dialect
here? We all are now.
Let me see. You want to see pictures of face of strip trivia contestants?
That's right. That will be correct.
Rob, we got a chance to talk to Johnny Norman. I know how to explain this. Johnny
Norman!
How do we get this man? You don't have to use accent. How he find picture of strip trivia contest?
I disagree. I think he should use an accent.
Well, so you like this. You go to the front page.
Now, don't do an accent, for God's sake.
On the front page, click on the photos tab, and you will find Halloween strip trivia there and all the contestants' pictures.
All right, Halloween strip trivia. Right. All you have to do is click on the photos page, all right?
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Have you been to our website, dynamikewebsite.com?
Yeah, I was today, and I couldn't find the pictures.
Why do you say you're from Brazil, but it sounds to me like you're from, Latvia?
From where?
Don't worry about it. I take another call right now. Oh, I pressed that wrong button. I dropped him.
No.
Did I just freeze it up? Oh, no.
You're doing a good job. Don't worry.
Thank you so much. I did, Rob. I screwed it up.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a good show.
All right. I got to drop him.
I killed him.
Thank you.
You killed him. Damn it. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
It's
now?
All nice and new and modern, and now I got to close that. And now I think it's working again. Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I ask you a question? Why is there so much reverb on the show now? It makes it impossible.
I don't hear any.
I didn't hear any either, but no. We seem to have some interference with that that call. It was very, very difficult. But anyway, I'm gonna open this thing right now while we're waiting for Ms. Mullally, who, once again, like every celebrity that calls this show,
late,
has not chosen to call. She said 2 minutes.
She did. But yeah. That's Emmy time. Yeah. That's an Emmy winner's time.
What do you think she's doing?
I think she's doing a previous interview. Or perhaps she's having a latte.
All right, well,
that's
I'm
what they do in Hollywood.
Right. I got a lot of papers that are lying around here, and I am having a lot. Oh, no.
What?
Hold on. Let me move this TV screen away, and we will try
screen.
To get this to the computer screen. Well, it's TV. It's like a little TV to me.
Oh, look.
Buzz,
the phone is ringing.
There are batteries, mm-hmm. and there is clear, right. active tooth whitening. I just want to, because I want to try to do this as soon as we're done talking to Megan.
Right.
And I'm very, very looking forward to that, but I also want to make sure that I'm prepared for this.
The batteries are for the special ultraviolet light that will help whiten your teeth.
See that thing?
I do.
All right, so we'll have to put it's the like batteries in it. We'll
Star Trek taser.
He's on his cell phone. You on your cell phone, Rob? He's having a very long conversation.
I don't think so.
What's, what?
She's standing by.
Okay, well, let's talk to her, all right? Without further ado, let's welcome, and I love saying this, and I bet you like hearing it too, Megan, Emmy winner Megan Mullally calling the show today. How are you, Megan?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're great. We were just dying to get you on the show. We were waiting with bated breath to have you call. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How's it going there in D.C.?
It's going great. Now, are you doing a million of these radio interviews, one right after the other, to promote your show, or is this one deal, or how's this working? Do they have you in our room?
I just did a handful, and you're my, I saved the best for last.
Now, of course, flattery. I love it. I love it, Megan.
Thank you.
You know, we're fans. We all love you. You know, we've watched you on Will and Grace. I have to say that I am probably... the fan that enjoys your work when you go on award shows. You always seem to bring a little something extra to the mm-hmm. table. And you know, everybody, when you would go on those award shows, and I'm going to give you a compliment here, and I hope it doesn't offend you, because I'm certainly not intending to offend you, but you would go on those award shows, and everybody thinks of your character as kind of the ditzy comedy foil on that show, but then you'd come to the Emmys, and man, you would be in a gown that would just be, I mean, really, I think it would make everybody horny around the country. You would always look so hot. Did you?
Woman.
Now, that's no accident. You liked doing it, didn't you? I mean, getting dressed up and saying, I'm going to go. Did you do that saying, I'm going to show everybody that, you know, that I got this bod? You look hot on those Emmy shows. You really do. You look fantastic.
I was really not expecting you to say that.
Okay. Good. That means it's a good interview question.
I wish I could say that, yeah, I spent months, like, plotting my secret, you know, sex surprise, but mm-hmm. no, I mean, it's just like a last minute thing where you just put on whatever you can put on that possibly remotely looks
well,
good.
Well, I'm going to give you a further compliment, and I hope it's not going to be taken the wrong way. I believe some of the best cleavage in Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
No question in my mind.
I may have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, baby. Good
yeah.
for you.
I'm not gonna demure.
You know, the thing is, when you know, everybody had heard you, even when you would go on some of those shows, you would keep in character and you'd use that character's voice. And then, you know, a short time ago, you launched this new television talk show, and we hear your, in fact, that's the way they promoted it, didn't they, really, where you had the character of Karen.
Yeah, we did a couple of ads where it was the character of Karen and then me in split screen, and they're pretty funny, yeah.
Where you have the one, and your vocal register. I mean, that's you know, everybody identifies with your character on Will and Grace with that voice. I'm sure everybody asks you about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine when you're doing a television series and you're in that character on set every single day, that that voice doesn't come difficult to you, does it?
Yeah, it was. You know, it's really easy to do that voice. People would ask me if it was painful.
Because it does sound like it could be painful.
No, it's just it's really easy to do. I can flip right in and out of it real quickly.
Does being a singer help? I know you have a band, right?
Uh huh. I've had a band for a long time. Before Will and Grace, even I started the band.
Is it a metal band, Megan?
Yeah, death metal.
Death metal that you truly enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, I have to give you one other compliment here. That when I saw you on with with Donald Trump doing the Green Acres.
I love that.
That was a very, very special moment. How do you like doing doing a talk show? I know that what I've heard is that when you're doing a television series, whether it's a drama or a comedy, it is some of the hardest work out there as far as the daily grind, the hours put in. And I think really in another vein, very closely behind that, is a daily talk show, which do you think is a tougher thing to do?
Oh, the talk show is 5,000 times harder, but I love it.
Why is that? Because I've always heard that sitcoms are, I mean, there's, you know, any
grind.
Any television series is a big grind. What makes a talk show so much harder?
Our television series was really easy because our shows are a lot harder. You know, they're shot like a movie. You get there at, you know, 7 in the morning. You shoot for 12 hours. I mean, our show, we only shot one day a week, and we shot the show live in front of an audience. So we would go in and rehearse the other days, and we were only there for like 3 hours a day because we had this incredible director, James Burroughs, who's so experienced.
It's normally a lot more than that, isn't it? I mean, it normally takes a lot more.
It's normally longer than that, but we were lucky because we had, you know, Jim Burroughs directing. So, and we had, you know, great cast and great writers. But the talk show is different. We shoot 6 shows a week. We shoot 2 shows a day, 3 days a week, and I go home at night with anywhere from, you know, 4 to 6 hours worth of homework to do, and then on the days when we're not shooting, I'm out shooting comedy tape pieces and things like
now,
that.
Now, you know, let me give you just a little piece of advice. I mean, this is now, Megan, you know the DJs. We are the absolute lowest rung of the showbiz ladder.
Oh, come on.
We're what? No, Megan, I got to be honest with you, one step above circus clowns, but I have to tell you this, that really all that homework, you know, don't worry about that. You know, look at Larry King. Look at Larry King. I advise anybody that's going to do a talk show to look hard at Larry King and try to guess just how much homework he's done. He's in there winging it all the time,
well,
you know?
He wings it very well.
He does wing it very well, and you probably won't have to worry about it. But your stuff that you do that I do enjoy are the kind of the comedy vignettes. I really enjoyed the part where you went out to the Gold's Gym and you're wearing your sweater. You're wearing the entire little dress and just sitting on the treadmill. I thought that was a lot of fun.
We've been doing a lot of fun pieces and just, you know, kind of screwing around in the offices. You know, we have to throw these things together. It's guerrilla television making at its finest. So we're throwing everything together, and that's what I love about it. I love, you know, trying to bring out the best in the people who are on the show, and then I love, you know, our video, you know, comedy video pieces we're doing behind the scenes because it's just like kids playing, and it's really fun.
When you lay out a career and you're looking at, you know, moving from, I know you've done theater, you've done everything, really, and when you're laying it all out and they come to you and they say, we want you to do a talk show, was that the direction that you saw your career going after Will and Grace? Is that what you thought was going to happen?
Yeah, over the course of Will and Grace, I had come to this realization that I wanted to host a talk show. It's kind of a long story, but I, you know, suffice it to say that that's where I had landed. And then just out of nowhere, I got approached to do the very thing I'd been wanting to do. And so it came together in a way that made me feel like it was kind of meant to be.
You know, once you have Will Ferrell show up on your set in his underwear, I think that's a christening.
Yeah.
I really think that you're on your way when that happens.
Megan, you were one of the people they brought in to fill in when Letterman had the shingles, right?
Yeah.
There was one week and I guess 5 hosts did it. Was that the first time you had done a talk show, and what was that like?
That was the first time. That was what made me feel like I wanted to host a talk show because I had so much fun doing it and I was completely relaxed. I took a nap for an hour right before the show.
Did you really? That is amazing. I would think no matter what level you were at in show business, I mean, that you would be out of your mind with jitters and nerves.
Yeah,
I mean, going in there to replace him.
It was inexplicable. And I love David Letterman, and I love that show, and I've watched it from the very beginning. And so you would think that I would have been a basket case. You know, Will Ferrell actually hosted the show right before me, and we were there on the same day. They were taping 2 shows that day. And he was a nervous wreck. And, you know, we talked about it when he came on my show. And for some reason, I couldn't wait to get out there. That Biff Henderson had to, like, physically restrain me.
Biff. Well, we're big fans of Letterman as well. It must be a thrill to go out there and then to do it and to do it well and get rave reviews on it. That's got to be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, it was a big thrill.
What is the, you know, I don't know, you haven't been doing it that long, but because I like to ask this of anybody that does a talk show. When you've got someone, let me put this in the nicest possible way, that might not be that forthcoming, somebody who doesn't like to chat, do you have strategies? Is there anything that you do to get them to come out of their shell, or are you just your charming self?
That's why I do the homework, because I feel like, you know, I really want everybody to be at their best on the show, the celebrity guests and the non-celebrities. And I feel like if I know who I'm talking to.
I believe in that. I believe in homework, too. You know, Megan was born in Los Angeles and raised in Oklahoma. She attended Northwestern University before beginning her career in entertainment.
But you're on the radio. You can read it off a piece of paper.
I know. I know. Well, just have them tape it to the floor. It doesn't matter. Is there any way we could, you know, I know this, I'm sure you get. What's the number one question you get asked? I like to know that so I can avoid it.
The number one question I get asked, is probably about the voice of Karen.
So I've already asked that, then.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
So all right, good night, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a real pleasure. Do you see, and this is another question that everybody will ask you, but I'm curious about it. Do you see a life expectancy for the talk show? I mean, obviously, the life expectancy depends on, you know, the ratings and all that. But if it's going to have a good run, how long could you see yourself doing this?
Honestly, I love the show. And I swear, if people, you know, it's different from any of the other shows that are out there. And people need to watch it because it's not Ellen and it's not Oprah and it's not any of the shows that
it's
are
you.
Out there right now. So people need to watch it because it's a great show, and I think that there's something there's something very encouraging about it, because we're bringing the viewer in more actively to this show, and it's something that everybody can take part in. I want to do the show for I want to do it for as long as it goes. I love it.
Cool. That's good. Well, I think you're really, really good at it, and I think you're going to have a very, very good run. Are you? Is there a chance? Could I just make a request? Could you wear some of those Emmy-like outfits on your show? That's just because, really, you know, really, seriously, everybody
I know,
on the
I mean,
show.
I feel really cute and sexy right now because you're flattering me.
Well, my partner's not here. He's under the weather today, but Buzz and I both feel that, you know, you are.
You couldn't be lovelier.
It's that comedy thing, but it's that sexiness that you have, too. You've heard that before. I'm not the first one that's told you,
you
that.
You know, I'm a Scorpio, so maybe that's what it is. But, you know, on the show, it's funny because we have this couch that we all sit on. And
yeah, baby.
Because of the because of the camera angles, I have to sit really close to the guests. And, I mean, it's bordering on, like, sexual harassment lawsuits are going to start coming in. Because I'm, like, right on top of everybody because they can't shoot it any other way. So there you are.
You're getting me hot right now just listening to you talk about that. All right, no, Rob's telling me we do have to wrap it up because you have a lot more interviews to do. But can I just ask one favor? I do this. This is what I do whenever I get an opportunity. Can you say in that Will and Grace character, Karen's voice, this is Karen from Will and Grace, and I never listen to Don and Mike. That's our little plug. We'll play it a million times on the show.
Okay. Hi, this is Karen from Will and Grace. I would never listen to Don and Mike under any circumstances.
You know what? I knew you'd do that. That's why I asked, because you're very graceful and, you know, Will and Grace, graceful. Very good luck with the television show, with your talk show. I think you're a natural for it. Everybody that watches you knows that. And thank you so much for coming on the show, Megan.
Thanks, and thanks for flattering me. I feel really, you know, womanly now.
We will all be 5 inches from the television set when the Emmys are on, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Megan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Megan Mullally.
She is sexy.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, very much so.
Now, the Megan Mullally Show airs locally 1 p.m. weekdays. That's on WDCA Channel 20, or check your local listings. You know, right. Through that whole interview, it just somehow I got going with her a little bit.
Well,
she just has that little sexiness.
Settle down, big boy.
I don't know what it is.
Big guy.
All right, enough of that. Move this out of the way, Rob. We're going to get started with this.
Are you going to do the teeth?
Well, I don't have any other time to do it, so I'm going to do it right now. All right. What I have here... Now, listen, I'm going to need your help.
It's a drugstore tooth whitening kit. What could possibly go wrong?
Buzz, I paid $39 for this. What's this? Oh, it's a shave guide.
All you got to do is sign the release.
All right, hold on a second. Let me just see the manual. Rob, you're good at this.
Yes.
I'm going to give this to you.
Oh, thank you.
We have the the bowl, which is a super big gulp container.
User's
and,
guy.
Rob, I am waiting for your instructions. While you're doing that, while you're looking through that, I'm going to put
you
the
batteries.
You need
to put the AC Delco batteries. Into the tooth whitening.
Where do I put them in?
The light. I don't know. Let me look in the keep out of reach of children, et cetera, et cetera. Instructions.
This is the Clear Action whitening light, whitening system. You know, ever since Don started doing that, I love burping on the air, too.
It doesn't say how to do the batteries. Is it the
bottom? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what do you mean, what do I mean? It doesn't say.
You just
never.
Here we are.
Yeah, see?
See?
So it does say.
See you?
Look at that diagram, and then you'll know what to do.
What the F am I supposed to do?
We're putting batteries.
Do I pull it like this?
Let me see the thing.
I don't want to break it before we start.
Don't do that.
All right, while you do that, I'm going to open the Clear Action Whitening Gel.
John, we need a Phillips head screwdriver.
Do we really?
We do.
Do we have one in the building?
Well, we
Someone should check upstairs. Rob, is there a chance somebody could say, well, I don't think I have to.
I'm sure there's
everything
something.
Everything is sealed.
It's sealed so tight.
For your protection.
All right. What we're going to do, this is supposed to be less than an hour, and I'm supposed to be able to do this. All right. Put some music on in the background, Rob, so this doesn't appear to be too boring.
Tooth whitening music, if you have any.
You know, I have some.
Buzz, Megan Mullally just, there was that hot. So I wasn't trying to get too sexy.
She's smart, she's funny, and you're right. She looks great in those gowns.
Cleavage, man. She's got one of the best racks in television.
Can't argue with that cleavage.
You know what? Seriously, I say this all the time. Do you know what we do in the United States? Better than we do anything at all, we do packaging. That's what we do. This was made in the USA.
Well, it's all those lawsuits that are.
Anybody have a knife?
Leave back.
Yeah, I've got a.
I need a knife to get the. I'm not even. Not only can we get the batteries done, I can't even get the clear action gel open.
No wonder your teeth are so dark.
Here's a Swiss Army knife. Will that help?
No, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
When did you enlist?
Get it with your teeth?
I wish we could do this. Hold on. I'm just peeling this off. Now, this is really when I think of the elderly that might want to wait there.
So, this is peroxide goo that you put on your teeth, and then you shine a little handheld battery-operated ultraviolet light.
You heard what the dentist said. The dentist really, I was listening to him very seriously.
He said your teeth won't fall out with this. Your teeth will be whiter for a day or two.
All right, hold on a second.
It's not as good as going to the dentist.
All right, I've got the clear gel. Rob, you're reading the instructions, even though before we get the batteries.
All right.
Rob was not paying attention, and he was not listening to the instructions.
I was enjoying the music. Okay. The first thing you need to do is pour the Clear Action, registered trademark, preconditioning mouth rinse to the 2-teaspoon line of the handy dose cup.
Hey, I have
cup
two more
batteries.
Does he need two more batteries? Because it came with two more batteries.
This will...
Norman!
This mouthwash will strip the gum, the goo off your teeth.
All right. What, rinse
is
for
it going to hurt
seconds.
Me?
No.
Making sure to swish the liquid around in the mouth.
Yes. Well, do I do that prior to...
Yes. Yes.
We have other batteries here for you, John.
What? I'm sorry.
What, it's not working?
I can't get it open. I can't find
a screwdriver.
Oh, come
on. Here's the screwdriver.
Oh, you got one?
When'd that get here?
All right. Here's the screwdriver. What else does it say, Rob?
You want to get to the 2-teaspoon line of the handy dose cup provided. Is there a dose cup over there? And is it handy?
Is this the dose cup?
Just use that big gulp cup.
Well, wait a minute. I know we're doing something on the radio here, but I do want to do it properly.
Okay.
Try to have the rinse solution make contact with all of the teeth being whitened.
Yes.
Do not swallow the rinse.
No.
Yeah, well, I knew that.
Okay, well, if you have no dose cup, just approximate.
Well, I know I have a dose cup, but it fell on the floor, and I'm just trying
you can
to...
approximate.
Why do we need the dose cup if I don't have the light? What's the point of doing the whole thing?
We're working on the light.
Yeah, we're in a radio station. Just, we have tools. Why can't we get that open?
Plenty of tools.
It.
Just put 2 teaspoons.
This is the type of thing that makes me want to yell at Joe.
Full of it in your mouth.
He's not even helping yet.
I understand.
Just put 2 teaspoons in your mouth and
swish and spit.
You can take it right out of the bottle.
But I mean, do I do this right? Here's the question.
Yes.
Am I supposed to do this right before the flashlight thing? I don't want to do
no.
any of this.
You do this
the
before
flashlight.
You put on the whitening gel.
Right.
Two teaspoons.
This is to clean your teeth, to strip them clean.
All right, here we go. Listen.
All right. Thorough.
Don't swallow it, and it's 10 seconds now. Hold on.
Very thorough. No, don't swallow it.
No, not yet. That was only 7 seconds.
Right. Do one more.
God damn it.
Language. All right.
Okay. He's swishing.
No, I'll tell you when. He's swishing for 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Your teeth are going to be beautiful. I've known you a long time. And go ahead now.
Jesus, Rob, how long am I supposed to... That was more than 10 seconds.
That was 8 seconds.
That was more than 10 seconds.
That was 8.
All right, what is the... Have you really paid it? You know, he is not paying attention. He is like Johnny Attention Deficit Disorder
he's
today.
He's also pushing buttons.
He's
you know.
Pushing buttons. Not now, Buzz. He's not pushing buttons
Step
now.
Step two.
I mean, I do this for fun. I do this to share, but I also want it to work.
Step two.
All right, step two.
Calm down.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to calm down.
Step three.
Yes.
Apply the Clear Action Whitening Gel.
All right, does anyone have a compact?
Does anyone have a mirror?
No.
You know what, you can use the back of a CD.
All right, I'll use the back of a CD. And do I do this on just the front teeth?
I haven't read that far yet. You
well, why
a
don't
mirror.
You go ahead and read?
All right, well, let's begin.
Let's go.
All right, apply Clear Action Whitening Gel to each tooth you'd like to white to light. So you don't have to put
you
them on
You know something?
All.
If this works, every other tooth, they ought to send me some money.
The recommended method for the application of the gel is... Oh, did you shake the bottle of gel?
When did they say shake? At the beginning, right? And you just skipped over it.
No, no, no. It said apply. It says shake it for 3 to 5 seconds
Ugh.
Before unscrewing the cap.
Stuff is gross.
Is it?
Is it working? The flashlight working? But Joe?
Almost.
Okay, almost. Just shake
okay.
it.
Shake it for 3 to 5 seconds.
Shake it, baby.
I know how to do this. Yes. Yes, sir.
Time. Apply the gel to the one tooth at a time.
I think you should say time more violently.
Time!
All right.
If you need to re-dip the brush to complete the application, return the brush cap to the bottle.
What does it say to do with the brush? Just dip it in...
Dip it and apply it.
Dip it and paint it. It's like a nail polish brush.
Be sure to apply the whitening liquid to both the tooth surface and the harder-to-reach places between your teeth. When applying, allow 20 to 30 seconds for the gel to dry on your teeth before allowing your lips or tongue to touch your teeth.
Oh, no. No, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, that's because you
didn't tell me that. F you, Rob.
You're looking
at you.
You look at me like...
I gotta yell from the other room. I'm going to do... Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to yell from the other room. You guys are going to have to find me just a second.
All right.
I want to do it. Did it say not to touch it with the gums or the tongue?
I'm reading it in order. Don't, you got to let it dry for 20 to 30 seconds for the gel to dry on your teeth before allowing your lips or tongue to touch your teeth.
Okay. You should see the faces Mike's making.
He's going into the, I guess he's heading to the bathroom.
So he can see what he's painting with his little tooth whitening brush as he puts this peroxide
Mike
goo
is going into the bathroom
on all of his teeth.
How's it going, Mike?
All right, Rob, there's a guy picking a leak in here that I don't know.
Who is that? We'll have to kick him out. I bet you they're electric guys, aren't they? How you gentlemen doing? Nice to have you in our home.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yes, Mike O'Mara right now is painting the whitening gel on his teeth and allowing it to dry for 20 to 30
seconds.
That's
right.
God,
and what?
It burns.
It burns?
Yes, it burns.
It burns.
Burns a little bit.
It
yes, it's very, very strong peroxide.
If it didn't burn, it wouldn't work.
All right, here you go.
All right. How many teeth
Does this flashlight work?
Almost.
Almost. Do you have all your teeth painted?
I'm going to put some more on.
Okay, how many teeth have you put it on
so far? I don't know, Rob. I can't even see.
Oh, so it'll come out striped.
Oh, look, he's putting it on his canine tooth. Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah.
All
now,
the teeth are
dry. Wow.
Now let it dry.
Hi. Hello, girl.
Now, hello, Bull. What America needs to know at this point is that he's got to sort of curl his lips back.
Yes.
I can't do that with the low ones that well.
But just try. Try the best.
His lips and tongue are not to touch his teeth while they're painted with this goo.
And you want to keep dipping the brush, and you may want to reshake the bottle in between dips.
Okay. This is really involved. Oh, hit a flashlight works.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, read ahead. I don't want to like put it on my teeth, Rob, and then have it all effed up.
Okay.
Do I get to rinse after this is over?
No.
No. You have to turn on the whitening light. Don't turn it on yet. Turn it off.
It won't turn on.
It's either on or off with the batteries.
Oh, okay. Hold the whitening light up to your front teeth and turn it on. Oh, wait a second. Turn on the whitening light only after you have positioned it in front of your teeth.
Oh.
I taste it, and this is gross. I think I'm going to get poisoned.
It's a little bitter, a little sour.
How long do I have to wait before my lips and tongue can touch?
It has to be dry.
No. I can't even tell if it's dry.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm not.
Okay, rest your lips around the rubber top of the light. Be conscious to let the light shine directly on your teeth. The light will stay on for 2 minutes and then shut off automatically. Oh, so we got to wait for the light to cut off, I guess.
All right. Now, when do I get to... I can't talk properly unless I can use my lips. So I'd like to know if there's a chance that I could... I have to wait. How long do I have to wait for it to dry?
20 to 30 seconds for it to dry.
20 to 30 seconds? Yeah. All right. Joe is struggling with the flashlight, but a flashlight at least is working,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay. I actually, it's in 20 or 30 seconds,
sure,
right?
I think you could probably relax your lips because
it's dry. Okay, do you think that now I'm going to...
Yeah.
I can't tell it dry. When it's like paint, I don't know if it's dry.
Okay, now...
I just try not to rub it off.
When he's ready, he pushes the button and puts it on.
Right.
And for how long?
For 3 minutes.
Yeah,
all right.
Or 2 minutes.
It'll turn itself
on. Is this the button
off
here? So wrap your lips around it and keep your lips around it for 3 minutes.
Okay. Hit the button.
And he's begun.
Mm-hmm.
It's on.
Mm-hmm.
It's on.
Okay.
Can't you tell by the blue light coming out of his ears?
I can't.
Mm.
Oh, we have to talk to fill in. Oh, John, we need a picture of this.
Oh, yes. Ah.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still feeling discomfort?
Mm-mm.
No, good.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
A little discomfort.
So now Mike has wrapped his lips around the hard plastic.
We have a picture of Mike's teeth as they were when the day began on DonandMikeWebsite.com, and we hope to have his whitened teeth, provided they don't fall out. Up there with pictures as well soon.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a hard plastic. Is it ultraviolet light that it shoots?
It is. Like you could get a tan with that if it were stronger.
Okay, and that's Mike has wrapped his lips around it, and he's waiting for it to cut off. Now, here's the good news that you're going to like.
There's good news?
Repeat steps 1 through 3 for a total of up to 20 applications.
I'm glad you waited until he had that in his mouth to tell him that.
But 20 times, and you're going to look like Farrah Fawcett. 20 times. You're halfway done. You're halfway done. Thank you.
Now remember this.
Why are you thanking me? Okay, thank you too. Thank you too. All right, we've got 42 seconds left.
As Mike explained earlier, it's very important that we have a good show, but also important.
Can I talk when I listen to Edward?
I think you should seal it. You've only got
30
more seconds.
I don't want to feel it. I want to talk. This is a thing. Now I got saliva.
This was your idea. Wrap your lips.
I know it's my idea. I thought it would be a little easier, man.
Wrap your lips around that thing.
I'm pulling the air.
Up. We're finishing up now. Up. The time is done.
Oh, God.
Now let's see his teeth.
Well, what about rinsing? What about getting it off my mouth?
It says that you can repeat steps 1 through 3 for a total of up to 20.
Well, we're not going to repeat it.
Don't think you're supposed to rinse.
Occasionally, consumers may see a little whitening of the gums near the teeth. Do not be alarmed unless this is causing discomfort.
He has rinsed and spat.
If you experience any other irritation or discomfort...
Oh, here we go. Now he gets to... Now he tells me after the fact.
If you experience any other discomfort...
Jesus Christ. I swear to God, I thought this would be a nice, fun little thing to do.
I had fun.
While Dad is out...
Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
I thought it was great. Let's see those teeth.
Well, I mean, what, is it supposed to be immediate?
Let me see.
Nothing, right? Zero, zilch, nada, negatory.
To help the whitening system maintain the best results, we recommend that for the next 24 hours you avoid the following substances.
Yes.
Coke.
I
cola,
drink Diet Coke.
Coffee, tea, blue or blackberries, tobacco products, red wine, red sauces, mustard, ketchup.
Now, does that
sauce.
Mean if I do any of that it's going to stain worse now?
No, that just helps maintain.
God, this is... Right. You can only have colorless and odorless foods for the next 24
hours.
Well,
I did my best. I might try it during one of the breaks.
For the best results, do not eat, drink, or smoke during applications.
Well, I'm not. How could you eat, drink, or smoke during an effing... I hate those directions.
That's why I was laughing. If you are pregnant, are you...
So they say that... So if you do, it says on the box, it says in the commercial, 6 shades whiter in under an hour.
Well, you'd have to do 20 more applications. Or...
Oh, God almighty.
You want to try another one?
Yeah, I could do it quickly, but I don't want to, I don't want to not be able to talk. I will be able to put my lips on this thing.
Right.
And do I have to do the rinse again?
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing? All right,
two
10
teaspoons,
seconds.
Right. I'll tell you when. It's one.
This is the tooth goo stripper. Leaves your teeth squeaky clean. You do this for 10 seconds. Vigorous swishing.
Time.
And then you spit. Like that.
How's that taste?
It tastes like mouthwash.
Okay,
a little
so
stronger
nice.
Mouthwash.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're
going
to put the stuff on your teeth, the whitening. That's the.
All right. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk while I'm doing this.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also going to. This you can't use a CD for this. All right.
You go back to the bathroom with the electricians.
No.
This is like a nail.
I walk in and there's these strangers. There's a guy taking a leak in there. The door was open. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
He's an electrician.
I don't know.
You know the thing about electricians? You never find one when you need one.
What are they doing here? Are these the guys that are going to, like, leave us without power?
No, they're just going to get things fixed.
All right, so I'm taking this on. I'm putting this on right now.
And I'm going to start the timer, and we're going to, in 30 seconds.
Go ahead. Go ahead and start.
Okay.
This is like a little fingernail polish brush.
Right.
I'm just doing the top feet. Oh, my God, that is disgusting.
It is a little bitter and sour.
Is it bitter?
Yeah, it's extraordinarily bitter.
And a little bit of a burner on the gum line, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And that could turn white, but that's okay.
You know, you can
But the gums could turn white. Is that what it says in the instructions?
Weren't you listening?
Yeah. No, I was a little under duress here trying to do this on a radio.
I didn't notice.
It's only bad if it causes discomfort.
I love it when you're smug. All right. It's so fun when you are smug.
That's my
favorite way to be.
I just don't think I did it right. The sex. See, I just pulled my lip. I pulled my lips over my
Yeah, but
my
I'm
teeth.
Sure it's dry by now.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Touch it with your finger. See if it's dry to the touch.
I don't understand the whole dry thing.
Well, you want to let it seep in and wear the enamel down.
Into the pores of your teeth.
And during the... You know what you're doing? When you're talking like this, you're actually talking like a ventriloquist. So your V becomes your D. So it's like, hey, I'd like to thank the listeners for calling in.
You also said,
all right, so 20 seconds.
Yeah,
and then,
you almost sound a little like Bruce Dern.
You can also get surgery to turn your V into a D.
Okay, now he's... That's terrific.
All right, thank you.
Okay, it started. All right.
All right, it's starting right now. I can actually hear it when I'm able to talk.
What?
Sure.
I've got a screen here. I'm not using it on my bottom teeth, so I can actually move my bottom jaw.
Like
so that now what I'm able to do is actually have a decent conversation with you guys, because I really felt like I was leaving you out to dry there, you know? I didn't want to do that. Joe, why are you playing with the alarm? Why are you doing that? Why? That's the first time I've yelled at Joe. You wouldn't come in here with the
Vosper. I wasn't playing.
In here with the Vosper in here and do that, would you? Would you?
No.
All right. Here we go. Exactly.
Even as we speak, Mike.
And Joe, you're trying this next if you want to.
Mike,
but I tell you right now, I'm not going to give it exactly the 5-star recommendation. Not the way it's doing right now.
No.
You know what I'm experiencing right now? Gum burn and bitter taste.
Mike has got the...
Swear to God, I'll be effing sterile at the end of this.
The plastic ultraviolet light, he's got that back in his mouth again.
Thank you. Yes, I had the plastic up. Did the light go off?
It's like talking to
It'll beep. No. And don't stare into the light.
Don't stare. Carol Ann! Carol Ann!
It's like
stay away from the light. You know, it's funny.
It is.
Geronimo comes in and does funny shows all the time. I got to do these effing carnival shows. I always got to come in with some silly Martha Stewart crap.
You're cross to bear.
It is my cross to bear, Buzz.
This is like talking to a character from South Park. You've got that sort of mumbling.
It really sounds more like Dennis Murphy. I just think by doing it twice, we can give it a little more of a college try.
Do you think Dennis ever used this product?
I don't think Dennis ever used floss or a brush, much less this product.
You're going to have the tannest gums in town.
Yeah.
Chocolatey brown.
So it says it can turn the gums white, right?
Oh, just slightly. But it's only bad if it causes discomfort.
It's temporary. Yeah. It's just the peroxide.
Yeah, you know what? Something's going to hit me at about... Did it stop yet?
No, it's
no
blue.
No.
It's probably something's going to hit me in the mouth.
Over.
Keep it in your mouth.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Now, do I rinse?
You can rinse now.
I'd like to rinse. Thank you. Rinse. You cannot eat pizza. All right. Hold on.
Over at Crohn's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe.
God.
Endorsed by Liz Crenshaw.
Okay, let's see.
All right.
Let's see. Well, you know, I think your front teeth are whiter.
You really do.
Than the ones beside them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think. Look at Buzz.
You know why?
There's a greater
because the ones beside him are fake.
Oh, is that
I got
true?
Them knocked out playing hockey.
Only natural teeth will accept this bleach.
I got them both chipped playing hockey, and I have bonding on there.
Now your teeth look like the NBC Peacock. They're all different colors.
No, seriously, Buzz. Take Buzz. Come on. Everybody's trying to be Shecky Green, and nobody's, you know.
No.
I'm just trying. I really wanted this to work.
It's going to work.
When I do this, just like. I'd like our listeners to know, Rob, when I do this, just like when I cook for them.
Right.
I'm trying to make their lives better.
Hunter Tylo says it works.
All right, hold on. Let me spit. All right.
Let's see.
There you go. Anything? It's not bad. Really? You notice a difference?
On the mic, Buzz.
Really? Buzz says he noticed a slight difference.
I've not looked at your before picture yet, and I didn't study your teeth before the show.
But these two are
the fake ones
color.
Are not going to take color as
no, they're
well
not going to take it as well.
The natural
they're not going to take it well.
So what you get is greater contrast. The white teeth look whiter, and the not-so-white teeth look...
Your gums are still pink, though.
Less white.
I might, during the break, actually give it a whirl.
Rob, above that front right tooth, is that a fissure?
Thank you, Buzz. Ass. Go
it
back.
Always goes
Thanks,
out,
Leroy.
Goes out on a laugh.
All right. I don't know whether this is going to work, but I can do it. I don't have to do it, like, sequentially. I don't have to do it, like, one right after the other.
No,
right?
No. You just
I can do
it
this at my own. I might take it home.
Because 5 pills is a hassle.
And, hey, Joe... You know how I said we both use this? That's really not sanitary. You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
like my
it.
Mouth, your mouth. It'd be like if we were kissing or something like that.
I know.
I don't think that. Yeah, it would be funnier, John, but I don't think it's going to work out that way.
Well, the peroxide will kill the germ. Right.
I don't. You know what's amazing? I don't know that anyone has called that has actually experienced using this thing. This probably the best way to do it is to go ahead and you know use the plates or the little trays that they have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a phone call. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, busy. I'm
Ask
sorry.
Ask for the strong stuff when you go to the dentist.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. This is Mike. It's not Joe.
Oh, sorry. Can you use the remainder of that stuff for some anal bleaching?
All right. See, everybody's trying to be a comedian, and I have had my fill.
Can you?
Let me just weigh in here. Yes.
Okay. All right. Are there any other warnings that you might not have alerted me to? They always put those at the very end.
I think I read most of the warnings.
Whitening light foods that clean, foods that stain.
Unfortunately, Mike was going home for wine and blackberries tonight.
External Clear Action does not whiten dental work such as crowns, caps, fillings, or veneers.
Yeah, right.
It will not harm dental work and only whitens natural teeth. Avoid getting on fabric or clothing. Well,
yes.
I just drooled
all
over myself.
You're wearing light colors, so you'll be all right.
Rob, it says here on my computer an error occurred, and I have to do something.
Arrow was using that product.
What's that? Yeah, well, I think it might. I might try it again. Do you think you notice no difference whatsoever?
Maybe a little. I'd have to see the hit the okay.
Okay, I hit it.
Now it says Neo Screener, and then I just shut it up. This thing, I'm not having a good time.
You
with
started
it.
The show loving that.
It says enter my name.
Oh, I can do that. Hold on.
Okay, he's going to enter his name. We have a little issue with the phones. Maybe I can still take a call while you're doing that. All right. Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, have you noticed that the fortunate side effect of you applying that stuff to your teeth while you're on the air is that you sound like William Devane?
William Devane. Are you insane?
Did they have a bigger box that he could have bought?
I'd just like to say that Bill Devane would never go through this process. His are all artificial. He bought his color. Ash hat, thank you very much. We have
to break. We should.
Do you think I should really give this one more college try?
Well, I vote yes.
I'm actually going to go into the bathroom, and I'm going to give it one legitimate try during the break.
Okay.
We will come back. Buzz has some entertainment news for us, and I will let you know how my fabulous pearly yellows are doing when we come back.
I vote yes. Do you vote yes?
I vote yes.
I'll give it a try. I bought the stuff. It cost me $40. Of course, I'm going to try it.
If the electricians are on board, it's unanimous.
Yeah, I got some intent, you know, and it was, incidentally, for the electrician that I saw your penis, I sincerely apologize, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.